like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
And this is It's Movie Time. Now, you'll notice, Hope, that I have my Stingray City shirt on.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling very warm about animals.
Okay.
Now, these in the Caymans, they'll come and they'll slipper right around your legs and so on. Very intimate. Are you feeling that kind of connection with Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
I don't know that I would want to go hang out there, but I really love the movie.
Tell me why.
When they rebooted Planet of the Apes, I go, oh no, seriously, come on. We're not really going to go there. It was a powerful and intimate, heartbreaking movie. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is even better.
Yes, the humanity of it.
Yeah.
If you're going to tell a story, and it's going to be science fiction, and you're going to have animals, naturally, if you're Disney, for instance, you're going to be warming right up with those animals. The apes here aren't necessarily warm. I'm feeling good about both sides, humans and apes. Would that be fair?
Yeah, actually, I think that might be the thing the film does the best, because it's just a big political allegory. It's a political thriller is what it is.
Yes.
In the best, you know, political thrillers, it's a mirror to humanity.
Yes.
There is no 100% right or 100% wrong side, and that there are always individuals within each side that are noble or are self-serving or are misguided. It does such a great job of illustrating that, the machinations behind political movement.
Yeah, all the time I couldn't help but think about the Mideast, and because there are so many tribes, so many agendas. Here we have tribes. You've got humans, mm-hmm. You have apes, and as you very well said, you have all kinds of interests in there.
Well, one of the things is what I love about it is that they named the main ape in the previous installment Caesar. Boy, they ran with that this time. This is what happens. It's what always happens. This is the behind the scenes of how it happens.
You have Andy Serkis playing Caesar.
Caesar.
He has it much more highly evolved than most of the other apes.
The ones who can speak, anyway, were all part of the lab experiments in the previous installment. You know, and the humans need to get to a dam that's situated in the village that the apes have established. And the apes are thriving. They're doing well. The humans less so because, to be honest, we're a weaker species.
They're more powerful because they don't need what
we need.
So they're all by themselves outside of San Francisco in the Muir Woods and just having a dandy old time with their little fires all over the place and their families going, and it's really good. But then you have these lumbering humans trying to find hydroelectric power from an old dam. And where you have Koba, the tough guy who causes trouble for the apes, you have Gary Oldman's character as kind of that, I thought, a kind of parallel.
He's not self-serving. He's obviously quite hurt. He's scarred. He's afraid. But he's also trying to do the best for the human race. And then there is another character who is a little gun-happy.
Oh, right.
Who's,
that's
and you know
right.
what? Even
he's
he
more.
Isn't, I think, 100% one-dimensional. He's terrified of these apes. They do a nice job of showing a lot of different personalities, a lot of different perspectives.
And that's a great point.
And then I also love just the society in the apes, the ones who are deciding they're going to follow one over the other. You really feel for them. You know, I mean, like when one makes a decision and is punished for it, you're just like, oh no, you know?
I was disappointed because I thought the sick wife, Caesar's wife, with Kerry Russell there happening to be a doctor, was a setup I've seen before.
Sure.
that was
pretty convenient.
It was. You know, she's going to have to help Caesar's wife get better. My gosh, is that a bonding?
You know, I'm not sure that the 3D was really necessary, but it was a gorgeous film.
You know, I didn't see it in 3D. Mm. And I didn't, of course, I didn't miss it. I never miss 3D. It is so distracting.
Gravity, you would miss 3D.
Yes, you would.
That's about it.
You're right. Hope, both of us feeling really good about Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Now, the other one that we might recommend, I certainly would recommend, would be Snowpiercer.
Yeah, I think, you know, isn't it great that in the same week, these two outstanding sci-fi movies come out all at once?
Yes,
you know, and I think they might be my two favorite films of the summer.
The movie is Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and Hope Madden is about to affix a grade.
I'm going to give it an A minus.
And I'm going to give it an A minus as well.
Oh, no.
If you can't get to San Francisco currently because it's just too expensive, I think this is a cheaper way to go. Fulfill your dreams that all those snobby people, all their homes have been wrecked. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.